This community update was brought to you by U-Radio.
You know, when it comes to cannabis impairment, we are seeing a constant rise.
Constable Alex Peterson from the Winnipeg Police Service says that in recent enforcement projects, cannabis-related impairment is increasing, although it is still far from alcohol impairment. The Winnipeg Police Service, in collaboration with Manitoba Public Insurance, has launched a Roadwatch drug-impaired driving enforcement initiative. Running from January through March, the campaign targets drivers under the influence of cannabis and other substances. Constable Peterson explains another aspect of the campaign is increasing awareness of how cannabis, particularly edibles or ingested cannabis, affects the body. According to the Liquor, Gaming, and Cannabis Authority of Manitoba, the sale of cannabis edibles has nearly doubled since legislation in 2018.
When it comes to edibles and products in general, cannabis products, we're seeing, you know, that the numbers keep rising quite significantly and very concerning to us in that sense.
The risks associated with edibles stem from their delayed onset. Unlike smoked cannabis, which affects users almost immediately, edibles can take several hours to peak. The delay can lead to overconsumption and an overwhelming level of impairment.
And what we've been seeing through some of the studies that and training that we've been receiving is that if some people don't feel the effects right away with the edibles, they may take some more, consume some more to feel the effects. Now, only in a few hours, it all of a sudden kicks in, and it's kind of an overwhelming effect that they receive.
Much like alcohol impairment, cannabis can lead to crashes, property damage, and even loss of life. Constable Peterson says the Winnipeg Police Service has increased officer training to detect cannabis impairment with the use of standardized field sobriety tests and approved drug screening equipment to evaluate drivers. This equipment includes oral fluid tests, which detect recent oral drug use. Last year's enforcement project yielded 243 traffic stops, 148 oral fluid tests, 43% tested positive for cannabis, 36 Provincial Offenses Act notices, including unlawful storage of cannabis in vehicles and passenger consumption. The Winnipeg Police Service is spreading its message through social media, press releases, and public outreach. While specific educational efforts in schools were not confirmed, the broader goal is to initiate conversations at home and among young drivers that impaired driving is a year-round concern. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.